Hey,
we're live.
Oh, on YouTube, bro. All right,
yeah. YouTube streaming.
Hey, y'all, see what's going on with me? Welcome back to another episode of the Let's Keep It a Buck podcast. And today is the day. Today is the day of reckoning. Today is the day where we beam up the member to replace Sage. Yes, that is a fact. They did not see it coming. The results are in. Guys, first and foremost, how do you guys feel about replacing Sage today? I mean, it had to come soon, right?
They don't want to, but you know.
Listen, we've been having these member-only streams. I've been telling niggas these are the tryouts for the B team. And today, we got to call up a G-leaguer, bro. We got to call somebody up. Where is our Gary Payton a second?
Listen, without further ado, let's not beat around the bush. All the way from Santa Cruz, and it just so happens to be his last name. Cruz, you won the spot. Congratulations, buddy. You are the new fourth member of the Let's Keep It a Buck podcast. Go ahead and cut that camera on, buddy. Come from backstage. He's not there. There's nobody there.
No Cruz.
Fuck it, bro. We'll wait till Sage's bitch ass comes back. But Jesus Christ. Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Let's Keep It a Buck podcast. The only podcast where we're too cool for school. We wear shades inside and we smoke weed with, what is that, a Rello, and you got a backwoods hoodie on?
Hey, bro. Defiant as hell, bro.
Hey, it is what it is. I mean, they thought I was gay. Listen, if you're new to this, and you want to be true to this, be a part of the Twitter spaces, the Discord, the chats, the exclusive content. We have the nude offs, depending on the day. I don't know what else to tell y'all.
That's a real thing, chat. That's a real thing.
If that's not appealing, I don't know what it is.
Motherfucker said, don't look.
And then look. So if you want to be a part of that, what you have to do is become a member. It's right there. If you're on desktop, it says join. If I'm mobile, it says join. If
not, just like this. Just like that.
Just like Shaquille O'Neal. Okay, and based off the profile picture, that's another lady. We got another lady, guys. And that
we're diverse over here. No sausage party. I'm just saying.
Diverse. This is not a can of Vienna sausages.
Michaela's in there. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-oh, Miranda Clark. What she said? I just finished the last day of school.
Yeah, something like that.
I'm like that. Oh, that's gang them. Y'all finna get me started. Hey, y'all. Listen. If you're new to this, you want to be true to this, make sure you become a member. If you're not going to become a member, you suck. But what you can do is hit that subscribe button, hit that like button, comment down below. If you're wondering why those chats are on the screen, selected comments, those are called super chats. That's the best way for us to interact with you live on the stream and to get your voice or your words permanently out the podcast.
Speaking of, can you answer this question real quick?
She said, why am I wearing those dank glasses? First of all, calling my glasses dank is like one of the lamest things I ever heard in my life. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I don't know what that means. What is she trying to say?
Like cool, but if she was like 55.
What?
Yeah.
All right, I
guess that's what it is. I don't know. Melissa is crazy. You see what's going on with my body. All right.
Let me zoom in. Listen, my framing's a little off.
Yeah, zoom in. If you're listening on Spotify, wrap it up, bro. Not the year end wrap up. Wrap that lame shit up, bro. Transfer over to Apple Music. You can even do it with the Android or Apple Podcasts. But there's a reason why I want you to, is because you can leave a 5-star review. Honestly, it's my favorite part of the show. This week's 5-star reviews say, Jeremiah69 is his best podcast. I usually don't like podcasts because my attention span is bad, but this podcast always keeps my attention with the amazing stories and the amazing conversations. Even though Omar is a casual, the basketball talk fuels my craving of basketball when the games are over. Damo always has me cracking up, especially when he be rolling. Sage is quiet most of the time until he is addressed. I don't know. But when he turns the toxic mode on, he's hilarious. Y'all are going to make it. Twin, we already made it. I ain't going to lie to you.
Did he say anything about me?
Nah.
All right, bro. It's all right.
Skinny underscore Bob says, my first and favorite. Hi, it's Skinny Bob from Twitter. I love this podcast.
Not skinny thin. What the fuck?
This podcast got me into other podcasts, but this is the best without a doubt. Love it since episode 3. Love Damo, B Soul, Sage, last but not least, Omizi. They helped me out a lot in the past. Best podcast in the land. They talk about NBA, but it's much more than that. I had to leave a 5-star review. That was nice.
I like that. I appreciate you, Fine Black. I appreciate you. Glad we could be a gateway podcast for you. I like that.
And last one, this is crazy. Poppy Eli says, go to podcast. B Soul's carries. Damo is buns at everything. Still don't know why Luka went second. But Paige Buchers is fine as heck. Agree or disagree?
Agree. Is that Eli? Or Eli?
No, that is Eli. The Eli I bullied with RJ Hampton. He's still salty. I understand.
Your fetish for white women is crazy, B-Souls. I ain't gonna lie.
All right, bro. All right.
We have a YouTube Shorts channel. We have a TikTok. We have an Instagram. We have a Twitter. We have all those things. Follow us on there to be a part of the community. We all individually have Twitters and YouTube channels. Follow us to be a part of the community and spaces and the conversations. We just dead ass did an hour and a half of Ask Me Anything. I think it was fantastic. It was probably the dumbest thing we've ever done. I was bored. They were bored. We asked a bunch of dumbass questions. Listen, let's stop playing around.
Let me read these super chats. There's actually a lot of them, though.
Oh, shit. Oh, that's gang now. Chronic deadass wants to... Chronic, no.
Second super chat.
Dank means lame.
What? All right. Okay.
It doesn't. Dank memes means lame to me. Benjamin hit puberty.
Listen,
they see
listen.
The stash. They see the stash coming.
Hold on. Before you go to the next one, do you normally like trim it or shave it down?
I usually shave like every 3-4 days.
This nigga's, you're weird.
But look at me now, chat.
Not even rubbing the
you
part
see
of
the stash?
Room. There you go.
You see the stash? Yeah.
Lewis and Melissa Clark. Oh, wait, what's it say? B-Souls, you got schmutz on your lip. Let me get it off. Let me get that shit off. Beyond C vaccine finna save the Nets. That's from Zoinks. We'll get into that. That's funny as hell.
Oh, shit. Misclick.
Crazy.
Melissa Kelly, these are Dior shades. These are the shades that your super chat money bought. These are the shades that your membership money bought. So, appreciate you. You can think they're lame all you want. You wish you had them. Sorry to say it. Listen, while we're here at the beginning of the pod, let's do some begging. Hey, everyone out there at Michael Beasley and at King of the Fourth Quarter, Kenny Beecham, tell them that they need to come on this podcast. We would love to have them on the pod. It'd be real podular. Totally. Yeah. Let's get into some of these topics. We're going basketball first. Oh shit. A wild sage?
Yo. He said wow, bro. I just had a moment. Y'all are not right now. Oh shit.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Sage, you already replaced you.
Replace me with who? It's the same people.
They just didn't have their camera on, so You can go.
Oh my god.
You can go. What the fuck?
Oh, alright. Oh shit, I'll fuck with y'all later, man.
Okay. What the fuck? They thought I was gay. Like, I don't
know. Nigga done kick Sage off the pod. Crazy.
Tell him to get his black ass back here. What the fuck is going on? Get the hell up here, Sage. Let's get into this basketball talk.
He actually left the studio.
Tell Sage to get somebody DM this nigga. Listen, Trailblazers terminated GM Neil O'Shea due to violations of the team's code of conduct. That is the most vaguest thing I've ever heard in my life. They promoted somebody from within while they conduct a search. Dame is apparently growing frustrated. Now, apparently Dame says those rumors aren't true, but I ain't gonna lie. He's growing frustrated with the organization. I think last time we did the Western Conference thing last week, we determined that this was probably the franchise, or maybe I asked my brother this, but I think we can all determine that this is probably the franchise with like no direction and probably the one that has little to no light at the end of the tunnel over the next couple of years. So what do we make of this like Trailblazers news?
I mean, they have a direction. It's just an L direction. It's just Dame and CJ. Burn it to the ground. Retirement tour.
Retirement tour when they're young? That's crazy.
Crazy. That's
it. That is crazy. I mean, when you look at, look at them now. No Dame, no CJ. No Dame, no CJ. So a bulk of all their minutes, dead ass, is going to Dennis Smith Jr. and Norman Powell. Like, that's who's getting those guard minutes. This team isn't. They're not doing anything this year. This year's a wash. It's going to tank. They dead ass need to trade Dame, trade CJ, blow this shit up. It's like 2-3 years overdue, in my opinion.
They've tried every big. They've even tried getting different wings. They tried going defense. They definitely tried going offense. The nail in the coffin for me is when they got Norman Powell. I think we all agree it's time to let it go, bro. They are giving Dennis Smith and Larry Nance minutes now. It just let it go, bro. It's not it.
It's crazy to me how they get defensive players and then they get worse on defense.
They do. It's fucking they do.
Oh shit. They say, yeah, how much for a Sage wave check?
Sage wave check. That's one, that's if I have waves. You don't know what's under here.
That's what they want to see.
And it's two, crazy.
What if Stacey's bald?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you have no idea. And two, shit, I'm a whore. Do I want to make it? Do I want to make it something they can't do?
Put a number.
I'm thinking. Nah, make it reasonably high. Reasonably high.
I'm thinking. I'm gonna go because it's such a random stream. I would save it for like a special stream, you know? Because my hair is just
they can
just
make a special.
It's the pinnacle of pinnacle. What's that like? Get us to what's our highest that we ever had, Benjamin, or around there?
150, probably. 150. A single super chat.
150, yeah. A single super chat. I bet y'all get us to 250 before the end of this. I keep track of it. We good. Not one person. We get to 250.
Y'all pulling together 250.
We get a challenger has arrived.
We get 250.
250.
You.
We got.
You know what's crazy? I would prefer y'all had asked this shit next podcast. But
did you go have a haircut?
Yes.
Yeah. I literally booked my damn, bro. Like,
they are on your head about taking this durag off.
Push this shit. Yeah, I high key want to push it the next pod. But
no. It's
okay. You already said it. 250. You know what's crazy? I did not realize how many people don't know what your hair look like because I follow you on Instagram, and I'm like,
it's not a secret. It's a bit for the platforms that I'm on, but my Instagram is not a secret. I probably will post a pic on Twitter at some point. It's not a secret. It's just a troll I do that I don't do certain shit on my own channels just because.
Sage gotta be bald. What is it? Oh, that's his name.
Look at Zoinks. Look at Zoinks.
Crazy, we need you. Crazy is the avatar. That's crazy. You see the eyebrow, that rock eyebrow. Listen, let's keep going with this basketball shit. The Indiana Pacers are moving forward with the rebuild. They're talking about trade centering Caris LeVert and either Sabonis or Miles Turner. We think it's about time. This is also another franchise with literally no direction at all. Their second best player, Chris Duarte, is probably like 35 as a rookie. Shit's tragic. What do we see?
Disrespectful for no reason.
A 35-year-old rookie is nasty.
Disrespectful for no reason.
Imagine being 2 years younger than LeBron and being a rookie. That nigga's like, what's his name? Andre Ingram. Fucking weird. Anyway.
Just disrespectful for no reason.
What do we see as possible landing destinations, trade destinations for this team? What are they even looking for? I know they're not looking for like players back.
We're talking about Dame or Indiana.
No, Indiana.
I heard they were looking
for young talent, like young pieces to come back.
Strapping young guys, young boys that they could turn into men.
I think like the example someone gave, at least when I seen it, was like if they go to the Warriors, if the Warriors are looking to deal, they will look for guys like Jordan Poole. They were asking that question. Are you giving up a Jordan Poole? They were asking the Bulls. Are you giving up Patrick Williams and Kobe White? Players like that.
Jordan Poole for what?
Miles Turner.
Oh, okay. Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
If you're the Warriors, would you? I was seeing that kind of question being thrown out there. Like, if you're the Warriors, are you giving up Jordan Poole for a Miles Turner.
I bet you was talking about like Sabonis or something. Like, hell no. But I would do that. And then if I was the Bulls, I'd probably do the same thing for the Patrick Williams.
Hello? The Patrick Wood.
I'm on the Maybach news.
Well, to help him out, I hope he's not saying trading Patrick Williams for Sabonis, because having a front court of Sabonis and Vooch, that's barbecue chicken on defense. I'm
that's
not
barbecue chicken, and that's it don't nasty. Even go together. I don't like that fit. I feel like if you get Sabonis, you got to move Vooch. Now, Miles Turner, maybe. I feel like
Lane's going to be clogged. Lane's going to be clogged.
Yeah, I don't think the Bulls are players for either of them, to be honest. I think it's just doing too much for no reason. Maybe Kobe, Patrick, but I'd probably just – I don't think they're players for any of the Pacers players. I tried to come up with a Sabonis trade. Failed. I ain't going to lie. The closest thing I got, and I don't even mean it for real, is the Kings. I was like, shit, they have extra guards. You maybe take a Buddy. You take one of the two, but I mean, sorry. You take Bagley, you take Buddy, and you take either, as Domo refers to as the real D Mitch or Tyrese. You take one of those guys, you pair Fox, Barnes, and Sabonis, because apparently the Kings try to win. That's the closest thing I got. I don't fucking know.
I think the Warriors are going to make a move somehow, some way. Because there's a lot of good level stuff. I know y'all are like, you know, keep them. But I just think what they are going to do, whether we like it or not, at least this is my opinion, there's a lot of stars out there in the market, and they have good young assets that these teams want. So if it's a Sabonis, if it's a Karl Anthony Towns, they're going to be one of the teams out there that's going to be ready to make a really good offer. It's going to be really hard to compete with. So it's honestly in the Warriors' court right now.
If I was the Warriors, I would say I would rather, instead of, I feel like you got to hold on to Jordan Poole for real. If I'm them, I'm giving up Kuminga, I'm giving up Moses Moody, I'm giving up a bulk of whatever young pieces I got and probably future draft capital if I have that, to try to compensate for not having to give up Jordan Poole.
Yeah, I agree 100%. That's why I'm so anti with the Warriors being involved, is because I know if I'm Indiana, there's no way I'm just taking two unplayed rookies in the picks rather than I'm geeking out for like, hey, nah, send me Jordan Poole. Like, I know that's why I don't think they're in business, because I think there's no way they agree to those terms. I mean, maybe Pacers do take Kuminga, Moody, and a first, maybe, but I think that's a bit low.
Let me ask you this. Why would the Magic not be involved in this? I'm just saying. Orlando has for a Sabonis.
Because that's doing exactly what they did with Vucevic, except.
No. You actually have rim protection because you still got Mo Bamba or Same Wendell time. Carter. You got Carter
not
Jr.
Moses Bamba.
Hey, Mo Bamba's been balling. Don't disrespect Mo Bamba. Hey, he's living up to the song. All I'm saying is, at this moment, if you were able to keep Mo Bamba, and obviously you're not getting on Cole Anthony. He's untouchable. He's Gilbert Arenas 2.0 at this point, right? Like, just great. But you keep those two, and then you bring Sabonis on, the Magic are contending, bro. I'm telling everybody, buy your Magic stock now.
Y'all playing.
They're 2 years away from being 2 years away, bro.
It doesn't do anything for the Magic, to be quite honest with you. Like,
yeah, I don't like it.
It secures a playing spot. What?
I don't like it.
It secures the playing spot. Look at this nigga. Look at this nigga right here, bro.
Wait, real quick, Domo, is there a phone vibrating?
Oh, can y'all hear that? My bad.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. Okay.
someone said in the chat, all caps, whose phone is vibrating?
By the way, chat, I told y'all my IG because they're old as fuck. All those pics are old as shit. I'm scamming you niggas, bro. My IG is not valid. I'm going to post some later before the end of this year.
This nigga.
Sage tried to post a photo shoot like a couple months
ago. Bro, I
that shit was
scamming.
Stretched out.
Hey, nah. Hey,
just like his fucking thumbnails, bro. Like, golly.
Well, the thumbnails are on purpose. That joke, bro, I fucked that joke up bad, bro. Bezos literally hit me up be like,
yo, I saw that shit on Instagram. I'm like, bro, I'm not going to let him do this, bro. I'm like, yo, send me the fucking photos right now. I'm editing them. This is ass.
Bezos hit me up in like the first 2 minutes.
Yes, he was bro. Like, I wasn't going to let it happen, bro.
He was like, you did the shit that you do in your thumbnails. I said, bro, what else was I supposed to do? Bezos is too fucking funny.
Couldn't let you go down like that, bro. Fuck. Hey,
nah, back then I definitely didn't give a fuck about, like, you know what I'm saying, presenting myself. I was like, fuck it, I post this bitch and move on, bro.
You know what's crazy? The reason why I was so mad, because the pictures were taken on a good camera.
Oh my god, yes it was.
It wasn't like an iPhone 5 or 6. It was dead ass like a DSLR. Oh, yeah. It was just stretched out like this.
Oh yeah, shorty a tryhard. The girl that took the pics, oh yeah, she a tryhard. Nah, that shit wasn't even... Oh, the process is a whole different story. Nah, she got up in the motherfucking trees on some pictures, but I ain't post them on IG. I posted them on the close friends and other shit. But nah.
Got that Sasuke angle.
Oh my god, she did. She got some try hard ass pics that I ain't post yet. I don't know if I'm gonna ever post them, but you know, she different. What was he talking about? Sabonis? Oh yeah, go basketball.
Yeah, some more. Who's versus let's keep it a buck. I want to see it. No, you don't.
We're washing them niggas.
Who? Honestly, I'm guarding theirs.
Honestly, oh, if we was, I thought you was talking about, they would never be able to schedule anything because they can't even get their own shit up. Listen. Some Lakers trades potential for the Sabonis and Miles Turner and all them shits. Lakers get Miles Turner. Pacers get THT and Kendrick Nunn. Who says no?
No, I say no. No. No, you said the wrong words. Why THT is untouchable at this point. I'm sorry to tell you. He's untouchable.
What point? Oh, so what he's point? All Marcus Smart. Okay.
Wait, you said okay. No for okay. Us?
Yes, yeah. No for us. I'm not giving up THC to bring in Miles Turner. I'm not doing it. We keeping Westbrook? No. I'm not doing it.
Man, casual, trashual, whatever the hell you're about to say. If Anthony Davis and Miles Turner are down low, GG's. If I will figure it out. And that trade, I don't think the Pacers accept that trade. So we're just talking. But hypothetically, if you're telling me that one of the worst defenses right now has Anthony Davis and Miles Turner down there, out, nigga, State Farm, Geico, whatever, like, we're good in the paint, 100%. You bugging for Talen? You bugging, man. I ain't gonna lie. None ain't even played, so I'm not missing none. And
if Talen, I still have Westbrook bringing that ball up the court, I'm not getting the defense he played last night. On a consistent basis, I'm not getting that. I'm sorry. Just what I'm about to bail out my ass. Miles Turner ain't doing nothing. If we got fucking Russell Westbrook guarding 6'8" niggas, I'm not. No, it's no bailing out. Niggas just pulling over him. I'm not giving up THT in that situation. Mm-mm, can't do it.
I don't think they accept our trade though. I think that whole thing is just Lakers Twitter being Lakers Twitter.
Was it a three way trade, Omar? Was it just
no? That was no. It's quite literally.
Oh, that was it.
Literally
was it? Oh, that yes. Was it. Yeah. No.
Lakers Twitter being Lakers Twitter.
Yeah. I'm a biased THT fan, so yeah.
Let's take that quick pivot from basketball. Mind you, I don't make the topics. Y'all know who makes the topics.
Oh, shit.
Would you care if your girl was still communicating with her ex as friends? If not, why? And do you care if she has male friends? Do you care if your girl is communicating with her ex as friends?
All right.
It always starts out as friends.
Yeah, all right. So look.
That's
so
how
look.
I fuck. Every single time I done fuck somebody... So look, my friend.
If like the type of boyfriend that I was,
look at
that. Put it this way: if her nigga knew that I was trying to talk to her again, I'd beat my own ass. So no. I don't. If you don't know nothing about that nigga, nah, I'm good. I ain't gonna lie. It's not insecurities. That's I don't trust that nigga. You, eh? I don't trust that nigga, and I don't got time for a nigga drooling over you type shit. Like, nah, that's a problem, shorty. I ain't got time for it. I'll be the guy that bites on this. I don't care.
Bezos, what about you?
I'd prefer you not to. No.
So you're not even
I don't have that color. Problem. I don't have that problem.
So, I mean, I would...
She doesn't have ex.
I would tell her. This is what you're not going to do. You're not going to do this.
Talk to
How
her.
About that? Yeah.
Alpha.
I would say personally,
them shades change you,
professor. Right? They really do.
You talk completely different just like 5 minutes ago.
I'm just saying. I tell her what she's not going to do. You feel what I'm saying?
Nigga. Anyway, me, there's certain circumstances where it's okay. Like, for example, if that's the baby dad, if your ex obviously is the baby daddy,
I can't take Omar seriously, bro. This man is licking his lips, just looking at himself, bro. Fuck.
I'm not looking at myself.
Who are you looking at? What are you looking at?
Go ahead.
What are
you looking at? I'm looking at you, Damo.
He's looking at himself or looking at Damo. Like,
yo, this. We just trying to do a clean show here, folks. That's crazy. Anyway,
not a part of the plan.
This is not a part of the plan at all. I just wanted to get my little point off, just so we can move forward from this wordy ass topic. Anyway, random. Like, we just talking basketball now. Was this question? Yeah,
wordy ass topic is crazy.
All right, man. Anyway, like I was saying, if it's the baby daddy, obviously you got to have communications because you know that's your kid if he's involved. But other than that, I wouldn't be too comfortable with it myself. So. I would say no.
My thing is, because like Sage said, knowing like me, if I'm talking, like I said, I don't have sex. Every person I've had sex with been my friend. And knowing the situation, the circumstances, if I do get the opportunity, I'm putting down that max paint.
That's what I'm saying. I'd do it again.
I'm drinking hella water the night before, eating hella vegetables, eating hella fruits. I'm doing my push-ups, getting my cardio up because when I do get the opportunity, I'm gonna put that pain in. So knowing that that's what I would do, no kizzy. Knowing that that's what I would do, and I'm talking multiple rounds. I'm talking like a Rocky. ISO,
bro.
I'm talking about a Rocky fight. I ain't hear no bell, ding ding type shit. So knowing that's what I would do, you can't talk to that man. And I'm telling you, you can't talk to that man. It's not a question. Ain't no questions. Ain't no question.
All right, we got a new member. Shout out to Troll Shazam.
Hey, basketball. Listen, folks, we're trying to make this minute mark. Do you think your significant other can have male friends though?
Male friends? Yeah, I ain't really bitching.
Attractive male friends. They can have male friends, but if they're ugly, I mean, I'm not really worried. I'm not going. I'm not worried.
I'm not scared of no nigga. Now I put it this way: I'm your best friend, though, Shawty. I ain't gonna lie. Like I'm the nigga that you cancel on your friends for. Like if there ever is a moment where I'm trying to see you, your friend trying to see you, and you're like, I haven't seen him in so long. Nah, fuck that nigga. It's me, nigga. I wanted to see you, type shit.
I'll come with you.
But like. Nah, I don't want to be next to that nigga. I don't give a fuck about bro. But like, I ain't say I rock with Cub, but I can let you rock with Cub. You feel me? But yeah, like I was saying, if I'm trying to see you, they trying to see you. You choose me 100%, 10 out of 10. It's not even a conversation. However, if I'm busy as fuck, and you're like, yeah, I'm going to see my friend. Blah blah blah. I'll roll my eyes and be like, all right, do you do something stupid? Shit, that's your fault. But I ain't that insecure now. I ain't no cap.
I'm that insecure. Fuck that nigga. I don't like niggas. Niggas don't like
me. I definitely niggas. Don't like niggas, though.
No, I'm good. If I'm throwing a good get together and you invite, and I'm telling you, yo, I'm inviting the boys over, invite some of your friends. Cool. And niggas show up to my place, bitch, get out.
Okay, that's a little disrespectful. That's why the last question was so quick, because it's like talking to your ex, invite your friends. Yeah, invite your friends and they niggas. All right. Like, what's up with you, bro? Like, are you good?
Shut up. No, I honestly, I ain't gonna lie to you. If a group of niggas show up, bro, that is a problem. But,
that's what I'm saying.
It's another situation where, again, I know me as the male friend. Soon as my female friend starts to talking about what her dude did, oh my gosh, he just didn't even acknowledge a X, Y, Z. I'm dirty macking off rip. I don't even want you. I'm just dirty macking because that's who I am. So with that being said,
dirty nigga. That's
knowing that that's a possibility, bro, I can't let that slide. Can't let that slide.
Look at his face. Look at that dirty
I'm
nigga
used to
smile.
Shit like
look
that. That's why I'm not. That's why I'm not really mad. I'm used to niggas like Omar doing some shit like that.
How many roses he got you? A dozen?
This man got the lights turned off with shades.
Is this crazy? Crazy. Omar, with all love, shades gotta go. Morpheus. I ain't gonna lie. Who is you? I'm him. I'm him. Who is you? But yeah, I'm telling her for real though. Listen, bro, I know how niggas could dirty Mac, because I did it. Okay, he got you a dozen roses. That's it. It was your birthday, wasn't it? Shit's crazy. I wouldn't let that shit slide. That's crazy to me. So I wouldn't, you know, male friends. I'm your male friend. I don't know what to tell you.
Niggas like Omar is why I don't want my girl having male friends. Because
niggas like Omar made prom fucking awful for no reason. Because this nigga just fiending for my girl. Kept reminding her, he ain't even prom post to you. He ain't prom post to you. That's my girl. Like, I just said, all right, what you wearing to prom? Like, we ain't give a fuck about this shit. But he just kept jazzing it and then knowing that's the kind of girl she was. Now she on Snapchat looking at prom poses and shit. And then she mad at me in the limo and shit. Oh my fucking God. I hate niggas like Omar. Just do that shit. Knowing they ain't gonna get the pussy. Just wanna make my day worse.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't even want it. I don't even want it, bro. I'm doing
it for the love of the game. It's really true though. Like he's kind of doing a bit, but I kid you not, there's niggas out there that know they're not gonna fuck or just not even trying to fuck. They just want to put the nigga down just cause.
Bit.
$10. You can tell Wordy spends too much time on Twitter with the way these topics set up.
Let me take these glasses off.
Crazy.
The amount of heat Wordu gets on this pod when he's never on. It's fucking hilarious. Hey, I don't even know who Wordu is unless it's on Twitter.
Shade, yeah, I feel like half of them don't know him.
Specifically Shade Room Twitter. That's the side of Twitter Wordu's on. I ain't gonna lie. Because there's a bunch of Drake sales stuff that we miss every week. This is my question of the day, because two questions since we're on this type of timing. Thank you, Wordu. Somebody asked me in spaces earlier, who picks up the guide dog's poop? You know, like the service dog for blind people? Who picks that up?
God.
What? Wait, say it again?
Who picks up service dog poop? Like if it's a blind person and they have a service dog and they poop, who picks that poop up?
The blind person. They can smell.
I don't think it's not super.
Is that too much? Is that...
Like they could pinpoint 4 kilometers. Ah, poop. I don't think that's how it is.
Kilometers.
I'm saying
4 kilometers.
You're talking about blind Canadians. What the fuck? You're talking about blind Canadians. Talk about four kilometers.
Is crazy.
6 clicks to the left. I don't think that it works like that. So I mean, but if you think that they're like smelling for the poop, I mean that's fine. Does anybody else have a guess?
Oh, I've never thought about that. I ain't gonna lie to you. That question never occurred to me. Now that I think about it, I don't know who would pick it up. A person who sees it.
How many people have the guts to tell a blind man, "Yo, pick up your dog shit"? What are you doing?
Karens, let it be a blind black man. A Karen.
Now I feel like I should tell him. I don't know if they just leave it out there. Like
Bing Bong from Paris.
Hey, niggas that in gets. Paris. What's that? Niggas in Paris.
Euros. Come on, Dom. That's the easiest one.
No, it's not. First of all, you.
It literally looks like an E.
You are overrating my ability to know what foreign currency is. That's all doubloons to me. All right, buddy. If it don't look like that, I don't know what it is. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Sean said he's one of the dirty Mac and dudes. No kizzy. Off. Yeah.
Off. Shout no out to kizzy. Where does the pen in setting up? I'm a musical genius.
The other thing that I got today from MVP level member Chronic, what is your sexual fantasy? What's your greatest sexual fantasy?
What the fuck is happening?
This is the topics. I'm throwing these in since we're here now. Damo looks ready.
I am ready.
I'm not ready.
Okay, Damo, what's your greatest sexual fantasy?
Like just number one on the bucket list.
Go ahead.
Bet. All right. So butt naked in Dubai, like peak, like top penthouse on the balcony, looking over the city, preferably like 3 p.m. ish, daytime. I don't want it at night. Daytime can clearly see the beauty of the city. Yeah. Blunt in one hand, titty in the other hand, bent over bitching, just going crazy. Just that's the peak fantasy.
Good thing for marriage, boy. God damn.
Yeah, right? Crazy.
Damn. Fantasy.
kind of a boring nigga. Holy shit.
Bezos, what's your favorite sexual fantasy or your greatest sexual fantasy?
Love how you have to differentiate. It's a day of fucking. I ain't gonna lie. This whole 24 hours is. That's all we're doing. A couple breaks in between, but it's just a day of sex.
Just, you know what I'm saying? Dehydration.
That's everything on our mind. Just one day, 24 hours. That's it. We can move on like it never happened. That's all.
This nigga. That sounds, for me, that sounds violent. I don't know why.
It sounds like dehydration.
Who said it was any violent?
It just sounds violent. I don't know. Sage.
Hey.
Sage, what's your
shit.
You asked me.
Nah, it's crazy. I'm a boring nigga. I was just having this talk like a couple of nights ago, man. So first of all, I'm
you
not
just
want to
hit doggy.
No. Hold on.
I thought you were a missionary. Believe it or not.
yeah, right there, head ass. Nah. So I'm not going out nobody, but nah. So I heard a wilder thing than all y'all. The bitch told me she went fucking Walmart. like literally a closing Walmart. I don't know why, but like just like the hype of possibly getting caught was just, I don't know. But I'm a boring nigga. Holy shit!
A day of fucking is a pretty easy one.
A day of fucking is dehydration. I'm not doing that. Off the
get
muscle.
Breaks, bro.
I mean. Nah, the beach gonna have sand in my shit. I don't know. I'm being so serious. I literally don't know.
I just made mine up. I didn't.
Yeah, I'm just trying to come up with one on the spot. I don't know how y'all did that.
I'll say this. First of all, I asked a virgin this one time, and she literally told me, and this is how I knew she was a virgin. Oh man, first we would start with like kissing, a lot of kissing, but it just be. It'd be regular kissing, and then we'll go to the bed, and then we would go from regular kissing to like tongue kissing, and then like I would get kissed on my neck, and then all over my body.
So high school shit. That's just fucking.
And then so then I would get on top, and then we just kiss some more, and then you know we start to you know start to hump with clothes on. Like I'm like, all right. You fucking...
What 50 Shades of Grey ass?
Yo, ain't no way. No, I refuse.
Her fantasy is the prelude. What the fuck?
Her fantasy is worse than mine. I've come up with one. I'm gonna fuck a hotel back.
Look. It was like you'll kiss like the kissing on the breast, and I was like, what about like your nipples? Nah, that's crazy. Me.
Wait, hold on.
Is that crazy? Okay, cool.
I haven't really thought about that.
First of all, she said kissing like 12 times. Like, yes, that's moving too fast for her.
I dead ass
go kiss over God. There in the corner. Then you go kiss me on the dresser. Then kiss me at the window.
It's violent.
Man, that's why you get breaks, bro.
Mine is honestly true polygamy. No cap. Jeremiah says. Listen.
I have to do the calculations. Man.
Oh, okay, what's it called? Yeah, mine would be true polygamy. Like, if we could really get into the deep into the polygamy bag, that's the fantasy. Sage, you said yours was in the bathroom?
Nah. So I've come up. I probably either want to fuck on a roof or a hotel balcony. Nah, I want to be like have a view. I want a view on some shit. I'm coming up with one on the fly. It's probably cap, but hey,
say
I'm
gonna
my fuck on the roof. Sexual fantasy, yeah, roof of Popeyes. Yep.
Hey, oh God, we loving that chicken. The fuck,
Sage gonna be looking at his neighbors while he's fucking. That's the weirdest.
You imagine
a hotel. Y'all bugging. I want a nice ass hotel with like the pool and shit. Nah, you're nasty. You're nasty.
Nigga says against the window. Crazy. That's what he wants.
Nah, good. Y'all know. Y'all know damn well.
He wants John from 20 floors down.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Nah, but I do think it would be funny if someone was looking up for some reason, like, what the fuck they doing? That's what I'm like, yeah.
Also having somebody to watch me.
It's too PJ, bro. PJ.
Somebody watch you, like, in the room type shit?
Yeah, watch me do it.
I was gonna say that earlier, but I was like, nah, I don't know. Because that nigga could be weird, bruh.
Somebody? It could be a she.
Yeah, it gotta be a shawty.
I want to put on a performance.
It gotta be a shawty. I ain't gonna lie.
Leave everybody satisfied. Anyway, back to basketball.
Back to basketball.
Oh yeah, LeBron. Woohoo! Let's go, Shug.
Wordy was a sick nigga, bro.
Wait, what is this? My fantasy involves 30 women, a mansion, and cameras.
I do want like a rap video ass. Okay, wait a minute. That nigga, that's crazy, but he on to something. Dead ass. I do want to fuck and like some shit that's like, nigga, I'm a rapper type shit. Like a rock star lifestyle ass. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I ain't gonna lie,
he's on to something.
Let me say this. First of all, Isaiah, $2.70 is like a random amount.
70?
I feel like you went to the gas station and got like the 2 for $2 hot dogs, and that's it came up to $2.70. I don't know.
Pay tax. Where you came from.
But second of all, you don't have the stamina for 30 women, bro. Gonna keep it a buck with you. Women, like hell, women 9 through 30 is gonna be pissed off. So I had to push.
Nah, bitch number 10 is gonna be like,
when's my turn?
She gonna see what you did and then what you do to her. I'm leaving.
You ever been at like in line and you knew they only had so many, but you didn't know how many? So you're just kind of like, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in front of me. I need to hurry up. That's how woman number 10 is gonna be. She's gonna be like, damn, hurry up. Cause I know he's finna nut soon. Like, I need to get some type of sensation. And then on woman 9, he comes and she's like, fuck. So anyway, basketball.
Exponential decline.
Basketball. No, Scoop. this is where do dead ass title this shit Scoop. Sony is planning a new subscription service codenamed Spartacus to take on Xbox Game Pass. It's been pitched as a 3-tier service that will merge PlayStation Now with PlayStation Plus. Highest tier could include PS1, 2, and PSP games. I don't think I like the idea of gaming having this much after console purchasing, but how do y'all feel about this? I don't think I like this.
About time you PlayStation bums caught up, bro. Game Pass has been kicking ass for years. And Sony can't keep up. You can't compete. This is just a gimmick that's going to fall off in about 6 months. Shit.
I don't really like playing old games. I ain't going to lie. Like, it's you get used to, like, the good technology that's available now, and then you go back and like, how the fuck did I like this? Like, it was good for the time, obviously. But, like, after you know what can be done, it's just like, ugh, what is this? But...
There's replayability on some things, but doing all this is overboard. I agree. Like the fact that your PS5 can go back and play PS4 games and the service still work, that's cool. But when we talk about PS2 games and shit, where we know the service is off, so you gotta play someone right next to you or in the share screen, y'all do that shit for a day, 2 days max, and you won't hop on those games again. So I don't even know how that's breaking news, to be honest.
Dama, does Game Pass have old games?
Yes, old games, and you get like one. You get new games for free, like the new Forza that dropped. You got that free. You usually get the 2Ks a couple months into the cycles. It also merged EA Access, so you get all EA games and shit for free, and the trials for those games. Shit's dope.
Do you feel like you play those old games?
I mean, when I'm in the mood for it, I do. Like for me,
it's horny as hell.
he clearly hears us talking about PlayStation. He's like, yeah, I really got to get this off.
Bro, but the girls, though, like, you don't understand. It's not all 30. Like, a good 15 of them are fucking themselves.
Nigga wanted to explain to me so bad. No, Omar, you just don't understand. All right? I'm not fucking all of them.
Real quick. I think Cool Bro is the first member with the gold badge.
Oh shit.
Congratulations.
Ooh, cool. Get that round of applause for the grinders.
I wish I could pull up your message, but it doesn't allow me to on StreamYard, but I see it.
Pull up the grinders.
If it ain't gold, we don't want to talk to you. I ain't gonna lie to you.
If it ain't gold, it's old, nigga. What the fuck is you talking about? Bing bong. You bronze ass bitches. Game Pass saved me from buying GTA Remastered. That's cool, but I feel like I agree with what B. Soul said. Not to everyone out shit. There. I don't play.
Niggas saying it's cap. I'm so sorry to interrupt.
It's a lot more gold.
Niggas are saying cap. My bad. Oh fuck.
Ooh, they say
you done pissed off the masses, Benjamin.
They said you lying, B. Souls.
What am I doing? They saying Gabe was first. All the gold niggas said cat. Oh fuck.
Yeah, oh, shit. A lot more gold badges out there.
I don't. Oh shit! Oh shit! I see him. Fuck.
Oh, flex the gold. If you got a gold badge, flex.
If you got gold, say something. Give me a year.
Shout out Jay Kelly, Anisius, Jay, cool bro. Listen, I see it.
Gabe was first. Shout out my
boy. I apologize. Gabe.
So. And back to basketball. Cap, I was gold for 2 days. Bing bong. Bing bong. Back to some basketball news. Beginning December 17th, NBA players who have not received booster of COVID-19 dose will be subjected to game day testing. Also on December 17th, team personnel who have yet to receive booster are no longer permitted to interact with players, travel with team, or continue as tier one. I think there's also something coming out in January that you can't travel to Canada if you don't have the booster as well. Get Kyrie Irving the fuck up out of there, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Because if you got to face the... He said, now, I don't know if y'all saw that news. I don't know how the validity to it. Niggas say he'll take a plant-based COVID vaccine. Yeah.
I'm not
plant-based.
Extra. Right, he's bro. Just extra.
That's funny. All right, well,
it's just extra.
Vegan
extra.
Vaccines.
He said
not vegan vaccines.
He did say he would that take a funny. Plant-based COVID vaccine.
Did he actually say this?
That's the report, bro. I can't, we love to get it right here, but I can't always get it right. Let me look up Kyrie plant-based vaccine. But how do y'all feel if that is real about?
Well, I say if that's real, because it sounds like a troll. I mean, again, Kyrie has morals outside of basketball that he stands for, blah, blah, blah. You've heard it before. But that's funny. That's just some funny shit.
But I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't give a fuck what your morals is if you're talking about some fucking plant-based vaccine. Not gonna lie to you.
Plant-based vaccine is
the wildest shit I've ever heard.
Nigga,
vegan
how?
Vaccine.
I have to ask, nigga.
You said it best. Vegan vaccine is wild, bro.
Say so.
From everything I'm reading, I mean, it's still, reportedly he may be swayed, but he
like that's not possible, is it?
He
like I'm really just thinking about.
I don't even know how you
someone
do
said
it.
The impossible.
Yeah, vaccine. I mean, I don't think that's possible because that's not what a vaccine. That's not what a vaccine is. That's not possible.
Do you think they take the Pfizer vaccine and they put it in a cup and then they put like some spinach at the bottom and just grind it up and then they inject Kyrie with it? That's the plant based vaccine. I don't understand what the fuck.
Jeremiah,
but it doesn't have
superstar.
A weakened version of
superstar.
I'm my boy, but it doesn't have a weakened version. So you're trying to find a plant with COVID.
Sage. You're trying to make
a plant with COVID.
So he's trying to find a plant with COVID, juice it up, put it in a. Nigga, what?
Let me tell you.
It can't be real. That has to be cat.
There's only one color that doesn't form naturally in nature, right? And that's white, right? So that being said, cauliflower is man-made. Oh. So you can man-make a plant with COVID. You see what I'm saying? And therefore,
COVID is a plant.
There's no way.
Come on, bro. COVID-19, and it's been planted in 2020 and 2021, and they still got y'all down because guess what? 2021.
COVID-19 because it
plants got stems, right? Variants.
The years lining up aren't convenience. It's why the
name. I'm not indulging this shit. Don't indulge. Just release out of
you,
it. Just
you
release.
Thought they just
it's computer science things. I don't know what to tell you.
Stemmed off to different variants, right?
STEM majors.
19 on it.
stems off to different variants, right? First, it was crazy. Delta. Hello, think about it. Now, we're not talking about the fraternity, Hova. But Rock Nation into Omicron, chromosomes.
Right. Dog, what is happening?
NRD.
You're missing a whole zomes part of it.
You're not thinking about it.
The zomes part. And I'm still stuck on how he said 19 because then 20 and 21, it was 19.
Sage, you're not thinking about how I got into our DNA. And that's why when you take a vaccine, they want you to sign an NDA.
NDA.
Oh, brother, not
actually don't, but it's
Omar
all
right. Omar didn't even say the right one.
Oh, God.
This thing didn't even say the right. Y'all said two different acronyms, bro. Like, stop this.
What does Kyrie want? I can't fucking read. What does Kyrie want the plant vaccine to do that the original vaccine can't?
That's why it's can't be real.
This nigga be so on one. This nigga is on one.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
Damo, did you just tell Sage to release? Hey, yo.
We making Naruto sus now, man.
Nobody else harped on when Rudy said in the group chat.
Nah.
I didn't even see what he said in the group chat.
Rudy said, yo, last week with the clips, I tried to batch him out. This week, I just wanted to touch it daily.
Oh, yeah. I see you laugh that shit out.
Touch it daily?
What do you mean by that?
Touch it daily is crazy.
What do you mean by that?
Rudy, what the fuck? But yeah, man. And honestly, this new pandemic strain, it's got people acting wild. It's got people filing for divorce. Transition. Jalen Rose files for divorce to Molly.
Got tired of being, you know.
What the fuck?
I'm gonna get at a 1 out of 10. Not the ones that you like. No, just the bad ass 1 out of 10. That wasn't clever. Wasn't interesting. Wasn't funny. It was a horrible transition.
Yo, I gotta.
It was horrible.
I had it so bad, bro. Oh snap. Yeah, Jalen Rose filed for divorce.
Divorce. Filed for the voice.
Oh, stop, bro.
I'm so glad we did these lives.
He filed for divorce from Molly. Word on the street is, and word in space is, Molly was annoying.
Oh, shocker.
And she's annoying on the show. She's annoying in real life. Do y'all think Molly is annoying? I don't know where to go with this.
You got tired of being interrupted.
What the fuck?
She was annoying on the show. She's annoying in real life. It's crazy.
I'm gonna pee on myself, but
this nigga should have never put them fucking shades on. Them shades is the worst thing to happen.
hey, Carrie, real quick, Carrie, because I'm about to pee on myself. We're live. This is dead. Whoever listens to this on Spotify,
that's tough.
3 months from now.
Right. 3 months from now. Let me go back to somehow old Keep It a Buck.
Just doing this crazy. Well,
I don't care. I don't care.
Where do that's tighten fucking up, bro? Tighten
yeah, I would have cared in high school when I used to, like, you know what I'm saying, little sportswoman on television. I'd be like, God damn! But now we with Joy Taylor now, so I don't, like, we've grown up. We on Joy
now.
Taylor's time. Now I'm saying, like, the Molly's old news, bro. So I don't care. I just don't care.
I wouldn't have cared back in the day. I won't care.
Kari was definitely better too. Kari was better. Kari is better. Okay. But nah.
I like the Kari champion better anyways.
Yeah, that's what I'm referring to.
I did too, yeah.
Oh, it's Kari? Oh, I called her Kari. Yeah. Shit.
First day Kari champion is like that ass the pinnacle of what a female host should be for those type of shows. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... who's the?
I mean, she's still working there. We're talking about her relationship, but she's still gonna be on first take. I don't know what to tell you guys.
Jalen Rose is still gonna have appearances on first take. But Jalen Rose got a crispy hairline. She might have fumbled that. I ain't gonna lie.
Yo, do y'all think Jalen Rose is gonna be on first? I'm not talking about his hairline. I'm talking about like, is Jalen Rose ever gonna come back on first take? Because if so, I'm watching that shit live, bro. I want to see the attention.
I want to see hold up, Molly.
Jalen, nice to see you again.
Molly.
Molly.
Molly. Y'all are, you niggas love drama. You niggas love drama.
Hold up, Molly. You love drama.
Hold up, Molly. I'm making a point.
All the times Molly interrupt, bro, he gonna spaz one day and be like, you interrupted me enough.
He's trying to get his point off. Molly's trying to interject. See, this is why I'm not even going to get into it.
This is why. Cut to commercial.
That's wild.
It'd take one misedit of putting Molly Karam Rose when he's on the show, and it's GG's. I pray it happens. Yeah, this is why I can't be an intern. I would do it. On my life, I'd do it. Jalen Rose is back. Molly Karam Rose.
I do that shit.
Oh, shit. I want y'all to know I washed my hands just so niggas on the pod couldn't say I didn't.
Nice.
We couldn't confirm anyways.
Y'all couldn't, but I didn't want nobody to say, oh, he came back quick as hell. He ain't washed his hands.
I don't think anyone was worried about you washing your hands. Now I'm going to think you don't wash your hands unless you announce it.
Now I'm concerned. That only made it worse.
Yo, Sage, $50 more. Not 50, oh, 100. 100 more dollars.
I'm about to say, come on, man.
50 more dongs?
I really wish y'all said this shit on Sunday. I would have a haircut.
Hey, listen, they might not get there.
Probably not.
What else was I finna say? Oh, Youngboy joined Clubhouse. Clubhouse went boom.
I seen that shit.
Should we join Clubhouse instead of Spaces? Clubhouse is the lamest app ever. That period where they were like, yo.
We hyped it up so much. Just because everyone was on it. That's it.
Let's do invite only. Make it mysterious. That was the dumbest thing in the world, bro. I hated that shit. That was a stupid period of time.
So any of you guys know, do 21 and Youngboy have beef or some shit?
Nah, so basically what ended up happening was Youngboy was doing, I guess, a Clubhouse interview with Academics, because you know Academics be on there talking to rappers. And he basically gave him like a list of rappers do he listen to, and that nigga was like, nah, fuck them, or nah, I don't really listen to them niggas, I don't fuck with them, shit like that. And 21 Savage, I don't know if 21 Savage said something like about it or it was just like whatever, but he had a space and Youngboy felt the need. One, Youngboy just bored as hell. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Nah, that shit. That nigga definitely was on different time, man.
Niggas forget Youngboy is around our age. Like, the same niggas that be on Spaces, Youngboy is around our age, nigga. So he would do the same type of shit. And it's obvious. These celebrities are normal people. That nigga's dead ass going in a 21 Savage shit. Bumping his music.
We stepping on everything scared. We got ass, nigga. I'm like,
that's too fucking funny.
I'm like,
is 21 still on Clubhouse? Because I thought he was a big member. Okay.
Oh yeah, he's still on Clubhouse. A lot of rappers be on Clubhouse. It's weird. It's just I hate going in the rapper's room because there's no point. Because all they're gonna do is try to get every thought to come up there, and then all of his lackeys that he has planted out thing are the niggas trying to, hey, what's your cash up, shorty? Blah blah blah. You just spending this nigga's money. You're not cool. Like, we know what's going on. We are hip to the goddamn game, buddy. That's not your money.
You talking about like still, like to this day on Clubhouse?
Yes, to this day. That's,
they were just on Clubhouse. That's why it was news. They were just on Clubhouse.
I might have to go ahead and download Clubhouse.
But that's crazy, because I thought the whole beef was something about 21 switching sides or some shit. Like, they was waiting on them in Baton Rouge or some shit like that.
Hold on. I got to call this out in the chat. This man, RJ Senius, has been simping for MK this whole fucking stream, bro. He said, hold on. Yo, accept the follow request, Michaela.
LOL. LOL. LOL is crazy.
RJ, come on, man. Settle down. I've been noticing
that shit this whole nigga, for 58 minutes, you have been trying your ass off.
Yo.
How are you trying to follow on YouTube anyway? Or are you just talking about Instagram?
He's talking about Twitter and Instagram, bro.
I don't know what he's talking about, but he's begging her to accept the request. It's the problem.
LOL.
If it's Instagram, if it's Instagram, you get finessed.
Y'all need to go outside and touch some grass, crazy. Bro. Go touch some grass, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you.
The 2021 version of not getting a number is follow me on IG. You know, ass finessed. I'm telling you now.
He said, "No, I'm doubling down."
Go follow that girl outside, bro. Stop following these girls on the internet. Go follow that girl outside, my G.
I ain't gonna lie. What do you expect to accomplish? And we do.
And we we're not talking over that. No. There's no way.
Don't do that. Don't do that, though.
I don't even know what he said. But
what do you expect to accomplish, RJ? Like, do you expect to, like, fly her out, or she fly you out, and then you actually meet her, or something like that, or you just? You're just being horny on the internet. And mind you, now we're about to dedicate part of the podcast to you, you weirdo.
Is he a member?
No, he's not. He's
a grunt.
He's a grunt.
Yeah, this is how you get down with Let's Keep It a Buck, okay? We have to make fun of you, and then you can get down. Only some
bullying works. Well, I will preach that
we
one.
We bully our friends out here, bro. Bullying you works. Join this community, you get bullied. Everyone gets it.
Yeah, he's not a member. That's a problem.
City doubling down.
Yeah, it's might as well not even.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. If you do want to talk to her though, RJ, she's in spaces almost every single night. She's in Discord almost every single night.
If you
want to
play Among Us with her, I mean.
Yeah, we in Discord in spaces every single night, but you got to be a member to do these things. So,
superstar. And above.
You said MVP and above? That's crazy.
It says superstar and above.
Listen, fellas, to be quite honest with you, that's all there is for the topics. This has been a long, stressful week. I finished my final. It's in God's hands now. We'll see what the grades come out to be. I had to get
a cheat.
Oh yeah, for sure. This morning, you know what's crazy? Good. This class usually has lockdown browsers for all their quizzes, but whatever reason, this morning lockdown browsers stopped working at my school. Now, mind you, I was gonna do it anyway, even with the lockdown browser, but not having the lockdown browser just made it that much easier. So
I stand cheating.
Yeah, I stand.
Good for you.
Shit. Yeah, I got another bag.
Hey, B, so is you cheating on these last three assignments?
I literally can't. I can't. Like, I've been trying their whole last fucking projects. So, I present one tomorrow. I'm going to hop off this pod and grind it out.
I have you to did, present it at 11. You're not trying to cheat hard enough. You're not trying to cheat hard enough. I've got this music computer notations class. I have no shot of passing. I said, all right, word. Let me go to the music department.
I'm telling you, and Omar knows this, I can't cheat on this fucking project, bro.
Can't get somebody
like,
to do it
for have
you?
To be like, I'd have to go to Fiverr and literally pay someone to do it for me. That type of cheating. And
see, you're close.
I got
11 anything.
Hours.
I was about to say, you know what it sound like? Anything. It sound like there's a way.
I'm about to say, I found my way.
I get what you're saying. I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying. But there's always a way you can pay.
There is always a way.
There's always a way. I ain't going to lie. Fiverr might have been it.
This super chat is just out of nowhere.
$10 just to say Wordu sucks. It's crazy.
They wanted a long pod. That's why. I ain't going to lie. But you could have deadass. I ain't trying to be funny. You could have got somebody in India. You could have got somebody in Mexico. You could have got somebody from somewhere internationally. They would have coded the fuck out of that bitch. Now you would still have to present that shit. I'll take the 50.
Yeah,
that
would have been tough.
But yeah, you still could have.
Right. It is what it is. Let's do the Q&A. Let's do the Q&A.
Questions and assholes.
Anybody that comes up there with that shit.
Would y'all ever shave your asshole? Would y'all do that?
Why? Yeah. Why did you just brain blast? Like why did you just?
Yeah, because I was asked that question before, and I just was reminded of that when he said that for some reason.
Yeah, it would have to be an inconvenience.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. If it ever became,
I think you can. Yeah. Y'all just don't know the right form. Y'all just don't know the right form.
Do you know the right form?
Oh, I do now.
I do, but that's a member. That's an MVP stream only thing.
I feel it.
You take the Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0.
No, you don't.
Did
for
you
that.
Say Manscaped?
That shit is way too big to fucking shave your asshole.
Your asshole, maybe.
Alright, bro. Alright. Let's bring some people up.
Oh, Lord.
Chronic.
Damn.
Yo, what's happening? This nigga just teeth and beanie.
I'm not gonna lie. It's gonna sound racist. This nigga is invisible.
Teeth and eyes.
Teeth and eyes. Yeah! Damn! Oh my fuck.
Yeah. Real quick, let me talk to these niggas down in the chat.
Talk to
RJ,
them.
RJ, I'm not gonna hold you, you got scammed. MK is dead ass a 30-year-old man in fucking Connecticut. What is your problem? There are live females that are real. Go talk to somebody outside. Oh, she ain't real. That is a 50-year-old man in Delaware looking for some young butt.
He's changed it.
Some young butt is crazy.
Young butt is crazy.
Young butt is
crazy. Watch your ass. These niggas are schemers out here. Be careful. Shit. All right, that's enough of that, though.
How bad does your mic have to be to be yelling that much? And it's still
quiet.
It's the mobile. We're good. What's the question?
So I asked Omar this earlier, and I'm finna ask the rest of y'all this. Kill, marry, fuck the Let's Keep It a Buck podcast members. Y'all.
I'm gonna need to pause that. We just got a new MVP member.
Hey!
Omar Mercado. Hey! I'll teach you the technique with Chronic on that MVP only stream. Don't worry about it.
Are we deadass doing asshole shavings?
Asshole shaving tips.
Got the shades on too. Hold on, twin.
Chronic, you look like a police officer though. God.
Yeah. Twin, I know I look better. It's okay.
He just threw them shits on the ground.
Okay, so kill Mary fuck the Let's Keep It a Buck podcast members.
Yeah. Crazy. Who's going first?
Be so
sorry.
Where's Sage go? He gotta go first.
Sage ran.
Be so's go. Bezos, go.
This is the gayest thing I've ever done. What the fuck? No,
is this the gayest thing you've ever done?
This is not the gayest thing you've ever done. You were in that Discord VC. This is not the gayest thing you've ever done.
That's true.
Omar was in there too.
And he asked
for it. That's normal, man.
All right. Kill, marry, fuck. I think either way I'm gonna sound racist because I'm gonna be killing a black person. Someone's gonna say it. Is that your concern? Yes, because y'all have been painting this narrative. Every pod.
He's hella hurt.
You know what?
I'm a marry Damo. I'm a marry Damo. Damo's been with me since day one, 2017. I'm
bottom
saying?
Bitch. Yeah.
Crazy, the Dish podcast, right?
I'm bottom bitch.
Marry. Kill, fuck. I don't know. It's probably Omar. I ain't gonna lie.
Wait. You gonna kill him or you gonna fuck him?
No, I'm gonna fuck him. I ain't gonna lie.
I would have wanted the marriage. Listen. I would have wanted the marriage, but I'll take you for a wild ride.
Very open about his sexuality. I fuck with that.
Hey,
and I guess Sage gotta go.
Pack Sage up. Okay, yeah. Damo go.
We're gonna get claimed. What the fuck is wrong?
What are you doing?
What the fuck
was that?
That nigga suicide bomb. He kamikaze the pod because of a question. Oh my god.
Okay, Damo go.
All right.
It's terrible.
I would have to say, first of all, I gotta kill Sage. Sage gives us no spice. He gives us no spice when we talk about
I'm
anything.
I'm not doing this.
So he's boring
shit.
In this conversation.
Yeah, I'm not so hearing Sage, this shit no more.
Sage is definitely killed. Gotta kill Sage. Mary, we talking long term. Ah man, yeah, I gotta go B-Souls. Marion B-Souls. B-Souls got that good degree coming.
I know how
bro.
To cook.
Long term. And you know how to cook. I'm a big guy.
Hey, real quick, if y'all need to replace Sage, I gotcha.
All right,
replace me, bro. Yeah.
No, I need to hear Damo right say. Now. I need to hear Damo say who he's gonna fuck.
Hey, that means me and Omar got one wild night. Let's just say that.
Alright, Sage, go. Alright, Sage.
No kids.
Sage, go.
No kids.
This is not even homophobic when I say y'all are literally gay. Y'all are actually gay.
You know what's crazy?
This is literally gay.
The members that he said that to, all of us are in relationships. I don't even understand how that's possible.
Yeah,
can't be the case.
Yeah.
Can't be the case. But go ahead.
Oh, you look so uncomfortable. You
bro,
know what?
I'm not happy. I'm not having fun. This is, I'm literally.
Who
like,
are you having sex with?
I'm not doing it.
No, he ruined it. No, no, I swear to God, I'm not doing it. No.
Who are you with? What the fuck?
No. Get your ass back here. No, no, get him off. No.
Say, this is an MVP member, bro. This is an MVP member, bro. God, we have to satisfy.
Cool. Oh, my God, bro.
I'm gonna replace him. It's cool.
Who are you having sex with?
He said it so aggressive. Oh my God. Who are you having sex with? Oh,
just tell me what I want to know. Are you fucking Damo?
I'm gonna throw up.
You bending them sweetmeats over?
I'm actually sick.
Oh, right, we gotta
get. Don't call me sweetie. I've
never made. There's no bit. He actually like put the fear of God in me. Like I feel sick. Like that. That was different.
Chronic is hella lonely. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh my God.
Chronic is lonely, though.
Oh shit. He wins that one.
Twin.
Jeremiah did not know he was in the fucking call for 5 seconds.
I'm looking at my laptop. That's why. My bad. What's up,
y'all? What up?
All right. First of all, this man RJ wants to be on here so badly. I just want to say that real talk. Oh, I see him in the chat right now, but I'm going to get my question out of the way because I'm going to keep it real wholesome and real calm compared to the last guy. But I just want to ask, when was the last time all y'all met in person?
Never.
Neverwary 33rd.
Never.
The only one I've met in person is Omar, like a couple of months ago. That's it.
So you live? Oh, you live in Boston. Never mind.
Yeah, but I went down to Atlanta for a weekend.
And you? Okay. Are you coming back soon?
Probably January, February.
Hey.
If the stars align.
Hey, can I pull up? Hold up.
Sure.
I'm down. Nope.
Yeah, are we going crazy? Are we going crazy when you come down?
Of course.
Charlie need to continue.
Tokyo Valentina.
That's a brothel, dog. I don't know if you know that.
I don't know about that. Anyway, listen.
Oh, it's so cool. Listen, I don't know how y'all do this.
Okay.
I don't know about that. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Y'all, this nigga be so shouted out a brothel. Okay. What kind of shit y'all trying to get? I was about to say we should say something.
I ain't gonna lie, when I was down there, we spent like 3-4 hours of low just trying to convince us to go to Tokyo Valentine. I'm like, bro. No,
they got sakes or no?
They got pool? What?
Like the shots? No,
at the bar.
Oh, sakes.
I don't think you can actually legally drink it like a brothel. Like, it's. I think it's no. I mean, it's, technically it is. I don't think you can.
What's
drink
the question?
It
like, what's the question?
Oh, what's the? Yeah, what is the question?
If y'all were roommates, y'all don't have. I mean, only Dom and sorry, not Dom. My bad. V Souls and Omar met in person, but if y'all are roommates, what kind of roommates will y'all be? All four of y'all.
I'm messy as fuck.
So I'm being messy one the whole time.
You
be cooking in the room.
I'm gonna get tired of my shit.
I'll be in the room the whole time. Take a lot for me to leave. Type
that's
shit.
That's funny because I always thought that'd be Sage. He'd be cooped in the room all day.
Yeah, you know. I get out. It's just a
it just like I that's what I get from Sage. No disrespect, but
No. It's not disrespectful. I don't give a fuck if I was a homebody, but nah, I'm not. The thing you get from me is the nigga that's gonna be up at 3 a.m. music blasting, cooking some shit. I have horrible sleeping habits. It takes one night and then it'll turn into a week. Y'all would hate my guts.
No, bro.
Y'all would hate my guts. I'm being so serious. Y'all hate me.
Blasting music at 3 a.m.
That's wild. I ain't gonna lie to you. He says Donald trapping. Whoa. Hey, buddy. Hey, whoa, federal. Hold on. But nah, I'm the guy in the room yelling at fucking 13-year-olds left, right, and on 2K at 3 in the morning. I'm not blasting music.
Yeah.
But you dead ass about to be hearing me yelling at somebody, calling the squeaker, saying, yo, mom sucking dick so you can have internet right now, little nigga. Yeah, that's me at 3
in the morning. If y'all are up at 3 a.m., I'm gonna be up at 6 making all the noise possible too. So. No, we're not doing that.
Go ahead.
My mom petty right like that.
Yeah, I'll go right back.
Yeah, I'm used to that. My mom has opened my door and said, "Hey, I was up last night," and closed the door. She's done that before. Like I'm used to it. That ain't nothing new.
Y'all are nothing new.
So no one clocking out early then, it sounds like.
I'm going to bed early.
Nah.
What the fuck? I'm going to sleep.
What time is early? What time is early?
No, I'm not saying 3. I dead ass.
That's y'all, to you?
The latest
I've been taking mad naps.
The latest, so. Yeah, I take a lot of naps.
Yeah, those are good. Yeah.
The latest I'm trying to go is like 1:15. And if you're ever on Spaces with me, you know that I'm going to sleep at like 1:15. 9 o'clock is 9 to 11 is where I'm really trying to.
I'm dead ass.
Nine is a problem. I'm not gonna.
I'm dead ass running in Omar and cannonballing in his bed when he falls asleep.
Yeah, I would troll the shit out of y'all. That's I'm not crazy. Gonna lie. Yeah, be ready. I'm trolling y'all.
Niggas would hate me.
Nah, bro.
Yeah, y'all would literally try to get me kicked out. I would troll the fuck out.
Appreciate that. You just told us. You just dead ass told us we can't do this. So
Wait, me? I said that.
Yeah, you just let us know. Like, well, yeah, I can't.
It's nothing. Woo. Just be like, no, nothing get straight. We straightening just cause. Just some trash ass songs.
Appreciate the question, bro.
Appreciate the question. Sure. Appreciate the question.
Get RJ on here. Real talk. I'm trying.
He was in here for like 2 seconds and then dip. Hold on.
Hey.
Nope. Hold on. Let me put that. RJ, come here, bro. Come here. Pause.
He just raged in the chat too. Bro. He said, "Oh, gee, I have to wait for Sunday."
Man of the hour. Word to word, Deucin.
Oh, shit. Fucking Pringles.
Uh-oh.
This is what I'm doing. So again, get topics.
The topics, guy chat.
Jesus Hi, guys. Christ. How you doing? My name's Alex. Hi. Hi. How you doing? By the way, shout out to Kyle Kuzma. Just hit a game winner.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Quick question for you guys. Music question. Since, you know, Sage did play Lil Baby. Out of Cordae, Roddy Ricch, and Baby Keem, who do you think will have like the most successful career from like 2020 to 2030? Like, who do you think will have like the most success?
Cordae,
Roddy, strong one too. And I fuck with Baby Keem, crazy. But yeah, it's gonna be those two.
I think they'll all be on the same level the whole time. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
We're gonna rise together. You know.
We said Baby Keem.
Cordae will probably be Cordae, Roddy Ricch.
Baby Keem has a shot, but it's like it's a low. I wouldn't bet on it.
Yeah, probably. Roddy. I feel like Roddy Ricch has the talent and the like star power to surpass all of them, but he probably won't.
That's what I'm saying. He just. I don't think he takes this music shit seriously as either Keem or Cordae. That's why I have to put him lower than one.
Papa Sage, how much I gotta donate to get you to wear a custom Kuz Mania do-rag?
Shit, the world may never know. I'm not gonna hold you. Fuck no.
All right, get that word.
I'm trying. He's not in here. He is not in here.
Bye, chat. Bye.
Get word, Doofin.
I hate this nigga. I hate his face.
Oh my god. What are you wearing?
Oh god.
Why do you look like a BLM looter? What the fuck?
I'm about to say, I had so many references, but I'm not trying to get people in trouble.
Go ahead, dude.
Nah, man.
Cool, bro. You look like you work on bikes. Like you tell people,
I look like that Drewski meme where it was him as a biker.
That's a biker skin.
You look like my psych.
Look. You look like you tell people you work on bikes. And they ask like, oh, like Harleys and stuff like that, and you say, oh, no, like pedal bikes. That's what you look like. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh my god,
is that what the fuck you?
Someone say you look like Wario.
You look like you only shop at. Oh shit!
Wow.
You look like you only shop at Whole Foods.
Wario.
Go ahead.
Y'all done?
Nah.
Yeah. We're done.
Nah, you look like the mechanic that always say some shit broke. always something broke. Look that bitch to the shop 15 times.
Also, fuck Jason. I got my chapstick.
What's the question?
Hey, Sage, he took the do-rag off.
Okay. The question is, what are you guys' favorite holiday activities? Top one.
Like Christmas?
Like a year? Like, what do you mean?
Fucking on the holidays is amazing.
Oh. Did you preface question by
New Year's nut do hit different? I ain't gonna lie.
I thought he prefaced that question with what do you love to do with your family during the holidays? Oh my god, Donald.
Oh no,
he's watching holiday music. I'm watching holiday movies. Listen to holiday music. Like, what's the vibe?
I'm eating on Thanksgiving. What the fuck?
I'm gonna sound like the Grinch. I hate all of that shit. I hate all that shit is ass. I fucking
no capital. Yeah.
I do not like the the stupid, like, damn, I'm gonna sound evil too. I don't like the stupid Christmas shit, like having to watch the movies, make the cookies for Santa Claus. I shut the fuck up. I hate all that shit. I hate a lot of that shit. I like getting gifts. I like.
Yeah, once dinner's over, I'm like, thank God. Fuck.
I like the breakfast on Christmas. I like the dinner on Thanksgiving. Other holidays, Valentine's Day can go to hell.
That's not a holiday.
Yeah, Sage going through all them motherfuckers.
Man, though. Shit. What New Year's apple cider? Until I was 15, New Year's.
Fucking hate Flag Day.
Why do you have a Kuzma shirt? All right, get Cool Bro.
Let me flush his whole room for the next 20 minutes, so many bro.
Hey, bro, get Cool Bro out of here. And let me say this for anybody that's backstage. If your room is not clean, don't come up here. Please. Is this Dre?
Nah, this is someone else. He's not there, though. Hold on. Let's get someone who's here. Anthony? What the fuck?
Oh shit.
Yeah. There it is. What up?
What's like good, bro?
Got a ride on this motherfucker.
What's up? I'm about to leave work. Y'all niggas just called me about to leave work. But yo, I didn't like how niggas was ignoring me with the super chats. But it's cool, though. Keep the money. I got enough. I had two jobs.
I will.
We were?
What super chat?
Which one?
Y'all feel sad?
You don't have to feel sad, Sage.
What was the super chat? What did the super chat say?
Top three WNBA women.
Oh, I seen that one. It just was like out of place.
Was it a member one or some shit? Because I can't
believe I literally that. Didn't see that.
I seen that one.
Oh, okay. Shit, we can answer that right now. Shit.
I mean, yeah, I got you right now, OG. WNBA. My number one got to be Liz. Number two. Hey. He asked all of us.
What are you talking about?
Well, I'm answering. I'm giving mine. I'm giving my three. This is my three, all right? Liz will be number one. Skylar Diggins will be number two. And then Sharif Cooper's sister will be number three.
Sharif Cooper?
Yeah, his sister.
Oh.
So Maya Moore, Candace Parker, and maybe Simone Augustus. Maybe.
I don't know enough names. Kaiser? What's her name?
Yeah,
Kaiser.
Y'all don't watch basketball. Anthony, they don't. They, like Sage, and, Sage and B-Souls don't watch basketball, and they run a basketball channel. It is.
We just react to shit. We're learning on the fly. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, no cap, bro.
Where do you work?
The Walgreens doing security.
Oh, shit. You ever had to press a nigga out?
What do niggas steal from Walgreens?
Medicine.
Everything. What do you mean?
Yeah, niggas are still out of Walgreens. I still out of
Walgreens. You had to press a nigga earlier.
Wait, you had to press somebody earlier for what?
Oh, they were stealing mad shit. Detergent, fucking cough drops.
See, that's the fucked up part.
Detergent, cough.
No, that's the fucked up part because no matter what. If you steal from a school like that, it's always gonna sound stupid, bro. Like this nigga stole a bar of soap. Like it's always gonna sound goofy.
Steal it, sell it. They sell it to people and get cracked.
Bro, that nigga
now selling it is crazy.
They was still hella shit, bro. Detergent
took me out. I ain't gonna lie, but the way you say it, from like Walgreens, it sounds like they need that shit. I ain't gonna lie, that person probably had a sore throat.
He does not need shit. He just a crackhead. After I caught him, that nigga was like, oh, that's why black people always get fucked up and shit.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Do you have another question?
Imagine being a racist thief crackhead, bro.
Nah, that's all right. I don't have another question.
Yo, all right, well, that was funny.
Stay safe, my guy. Stay safe.
I will. Thanks.
Hey,
he definitely security. That's how they be talking about.
Anthony looked big as shit too. So just imagine, just stealing some cough drops.
This is RJ.
Show your face, Reginald.
Shit.
You look.
So let's get this out the way. RJ, first of all, you gotta say something. Say something so we can hear your voice.
What the fuck?
Bro, say something.
He's on mute. Why are you on mute? You're on mute, my guy.
He says mic ain't working.
Oh, it's your phone. God. You just said you have an iPhone 12 Pro. What have you done in the last year to break your phone that bad, bro?
Oh my god. Listen, guys. Listen.
Yeah, MK, this is your boyfriend.
This is no. How old are you? Hold up fingers telling us how old you are.
Right.
Five. Nigga, we can't even see your fucking hand.
Put your hand in the camera. Five. What is that?
Bro!
Oh, you're 25. You're 25.
52? What are you doing?
22.
Do it again. Do you know what we can see and what we can't?
Bro, you are out of frame.
Bro!
Okay, five.
Jimmy Bob.
Bro, ten. Five.
Ten.
All right, ten.
Ten. 15.
15.
20.
20, okay.
21.
Oh, my man, 21 on some shit? Okay. Okay, well, sad to disappoint you, my guy. MK is a 30-year-old man.
Yeah. Yeah, bro, the fact that he is a mime right now is hilarious. Mr. Mime had ass.
So I don't know what to tell you. Yo, man, get this.
What are you showing off?
Get this ripple ass.
Yo, did she follow you back? Yes or no?
In there. Now when she fly you out, she get in that young butt.
Okay, do it.
All right, get him out of here. Get Reginald with the broken mic out of here.
Get your bro. Greek freak ass out of here.
Yo, all right. What if he slides in her DMs talking about, yo, I'm a Greek freak? That's nasty.
Yo, I fuck with Giannis. You know what I'm saying?
Do we have one more?
All right, last one. He's finally back. We saw your room empty. What's good, bro?
Yeah, my daddy was going to bed. So I had to.
You got a roach in your chair.
No, I don't. No, don't play with me. Like, first off, I don't. But if I did, I actually would be leaving because that is my biggest fear.
Oh shit! Damn, I ain't mean do those.
what's going on?
I'm nervous. Okay. So let me. I got a question for y'all. Then I got a question because he was the last guy RJ was talking about. You know, getting girls. So I gotta know.
Talking.
He didn't.
Oh, he wasn't. Actually, he wasn't. Yeah. He was in the chat. He was doing his best. So, you know,
oh, so he's a chat warrior. Okay.
I'm happy for him, you know. So I need to know. How are y'all spitting game? Or not nowadays, because you know, some of you do have partners. But how could you help me? How could you help a brother out?
First
spit some games.
No.
I'm a DM warrior myself.
No. Fuck this bullshit. First things first. You think Benjamin isn't You must have forgot. Yeah, that is bitches' souls. He is the streets. Let's start there.
They walk on me.
Disappointment.
Omar looks so disgusted.
Yo, what did you?
I just don't.
Yo, what?
That's dead not what you say. They walk on me.
They walk on me. Yo.
Let me tell you something. I'm gonna tell you dead ass. This is how I got my girlfriend. And the response to that should have been which one? I walked up to her.
I'm sorry. You can do it again.
I said, let me tell you something. And this right here is how I got my girlfriend.
Which one?
All of them, twin. I walked right up on her. I looked her dead in the eyes. I'm being for real. I looked her dead in the eyes and said, let me spit in your butt. Watch it run down and catch it when it gets to the bottom.
I got you.
And here we are today. I don't
know. I'm in the butt go down.
Is he finna call her?
Are you gonna call her?
You won't do it. On my life, you won't do it.
Wait, yeah, you won't do it.
On my life, you won't do it.
I won't do
you're
it.
Pussy. You're pussy.
I'm pussy.
And let me see the contact name.
All right.
Because I want that shit to say mama. Hell no.
He's going
to
call his friend Twan.
Hey, yo, Twan, right, can you do me a favor real quick?
There's no way he's actually about to do this.
Twan, just go with it. Just go with it.
I'll explain it. Tell me you're trying to spit in that butt.
Let me spit in your butt. Watch it run down. And I'm gonna catch it at the bottom.
All right, right
here. And this is your crush? You're sending this to your crush?
It's not to my crush. No, I'll send it to a girl. I'll send it to a girl.
On my life, you won't.
You picking on Becky from fourth period. Crazy.
And she's 20 for you.
It was a joke.
No, listen. I'm about to hit 20. All right. Let me.
Spit in your butt.
I can't be that loud.
Say that loud, bro.
Nah, I'm good.
Spit in your butt.
Nah, so he's pussy. All right.
Nah, I'm not.
Yeah. Spit in your butt.
I'm our best. Watch it drip, you said?
This spot is going to get
watch
yellow.
It run down.
Watch it run down.
And catch it?
Yeah, at the bottom.
When you get to the bottom. Yeah, at the bottom.
And catch it at the bottom. All right, I got you.
That's so nasty.
Nah, I didn't act.
You're trying to show us like Soulja Boy.
No. I'm not. I
oh, dang. All right.
All right, go ahead.
That's not a spam account, right? That's not a spam account?
It's not. She definitely could be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And I'm going to be like, listen, it might work. It might not.
You got Twitter?
No, I do have a Twitter. I don't use it ever.
You got to tag us with her response, bro.
Yeah, oh, God.
Send me on Instagram.
I'll send it on DMs.
Okay.
She's definitely gonna be like, nah.
Hey, that's it. And honestly, are you funny?
Did you send it?
Yeah. I mean, listen.
You can follow that up, though. I'm being so serious. You really could follow that up if you're funny.
And be like, what?
Bro, just go. What she's. It depends on what she say.
All
right.
Listen. Are you funny?
I think I'm a funny guy. From time to time. Okay.
I
say so.
He ain't funny. From time to time. That ain't a funny response.
No, you say you funny from time to time. He's not funny.
Don't me. No. On text, I am incompetent. I'll say that. I am incompetent. In person, I'm a funny dude.
Funny translates.
Mission failed.
Yeah.
We'll get him next time.
Funny translates across all platforms. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, I ain't gonna
lie. Listen, I can't text for shit.
That's not even you. Because I was gonna say you could finesse that if that set the tone on the type of nigga you is, you could really run with that. But if that's not really you, fuck.
You look like the dude that's gotta slide in on a friend tip, like be your friend, you know what I'm saying, and then get in that way.
Okay, right. You're really beautiful, but I know you don't have to go that far. We can go at your pace.
Why did he ring me so well?
No way! That's what you said. No. You don't say that.
I don't say that.
Okay.
But
he's told on himself.
When I was in high school, unsuccessful when it came to actually getting girls. But like, that's how I would try to pursue girls. I'd be trying to like, you know, be nice. I try to like, you know, be respectful. It didn't work out. I was
horrible. Okay. Okay.
And then in my junior senior year, I was just like, man, forget these girls. I'm gonna worry about myself. I'm gonna do me. I don't care about these girls. And that's when they decided to come after me. But I didn't. None of that was successful. But I was more successful not trying to pursue girls, which is I don't know. I find out hilarious.
All right. So wait. So girl posts like she looking bad as shit on the ground. Right. You swipe up. What you saying?
I'll be like, yo, girl, why you post this? You're looking kind of bad. I think, or not something like that, but more like, yo, I think you're supposed to post this on. I think you did the wrong Instagram account. You should have put this on the private or something like that. You put it down.
That hurts.
Woo!
And now he's drinking water.
They gave you an unsend
button,
brother.
You know that was bad. That burns.
Because it sounds like, and I don't know we don't mean to drag this chat. It sounds like you've done that before.
I believe him.
What has the response been when you've done?
Yeah, wouldn't it be like, LOL, thanks?
No, it's usually like, huh? What are you talking about? I'm like, I'm not bad.
They think you are weird. Oh my god.
No. Usually, I'll be saying it to friends.
I'm just kidding. LOL.
Yo, you said. You telling her my bad?
Who's it there?
Yo, A4. Imagine you go smacking a girl. She respond anyway, shape or form. Yo, my fault. OG.
My bad. Yo, bro, you are funny though. You are funny.
Hey, no, this is the funniest nigga. I don't give a fuck. This is the funniest nigga's been up here.
Listen.
I don't give a fuck.
Send us the DM. Like DM us the results of that text message, and we're about to wrap this pot. That's funny as fuck.
That's genuinely funny.
You're funny as fuck, dog.
Appreciate it, bro. Appreciate it.
Oh, shit. Definitely appreciate it, but that was a good laugh.
What have we done?
What have we created?
Hey, what's someone in the chat say? Hey, my brother texted.
His brother texted that.
Hey, my brother texted that. LOL.
LOL, my bad. My bad.
I got hacked. My bad, my bad.
Oh, shit.
Yo, that's nasty. Oh. Telling her, yo, I got hacked. Anyway.
Yeah.
Let's wrap this up. We got presentations and other stuff to get to tomorrow. This has been another episode of Let's Keep It a Buck podcast. You know where to catch us after this. The post show is always on Twitter Spaces. Like, follow, share, subscribe. Join as a member. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to suggest it to somebody.
Yeah. Force them to watch it. Okay.
That being said, say goodbye to the people.
All right, people. I'm going to fuck with y'all on Spaces for like 10 minutes. Now I got some other shit to do. You feel
me? That's a lie.
It's not. I'm literally going to be there on the initial jump. Oh,
it's
my
not.
God.
It's
okay.
Not.
We'll see. We'll see.
B-Souls, tell the people bye.
Peace out, y'all.
Damo, tell the people bye.
All right, Chad, it's been your mom for your midnight snack, and we will be back Sunday, live in effect.
Dicks up when I walk in the club. Y'all know how I get down. Peace out.